From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we're following a lot of news threads. In Bangkok, Thailand, more than a dozen people have been killed after a bombing in a busy part of town. In San Francisco, a 4.0 earthquake woke up a lot of people, but thankfully no reports of major damage.
And today everyone is talking about Amazon, including on our Facebook page. The company's CEO, Jeff Bezos, is defending his company after a New York Times report described a crushing workplace culture at Amazon. The article said employees are pressured to work late nights and weekends or edged out, especially women, after suffering personal health emergencies, and are generally left withering under unreasonably high standards. In a letter sent to his employees last night, Bezos said the article does not reflect the Amazon he knows. Joining us now is Ali Velshi, the host of Ali Velshi on Target with Al Jazeera America. Ali, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And some shocking allegations here about the culture at Amazon. What stood out to you?
Well, I think the issue is that Amazon seems to be trying an experiment that's been evolving over some years, and the allegations are that maybe the newspaper article hasn't captured some of the changes, but that Jeff Bezos, unlike a lot of Silicon Valley companies, is moving toward a data-driven model than a model that is centric around a very tight workforce, a small workforce that you have to keep happy through all sorts of incentives and great offices and treating them fantastic. That's some of the allegation out there. Now, since the story came out, an Amazon engineer has written a rebuttal in LinkedIn, you know, a point-by-point rebuttal, and Quartz has published a story where Jeff Bezos has written an email to all of his staff linking to both the New York Times and the rebuttal and saying, if any of this is true, email me directly, email HR, this isn't true. Why would anybody work here if it were true?
But doesn't that seem like a strange response that he comes out and says, you know, this depicts Amazon as a soulless dystopian workplace that I don't recognize?
There's a bit of a conflict here. There's some tension, and that is that Amazon likes to think of itself as the top of the Ivy Leagues of technology companies. So his takeaway is that the experience working for Amazon should be so generally positive to your life that you should be a little more forgiving of the fact that it's not the warm, fuzzy space. But the allegations in the New York Times are not just about not being warm, fuzzy. They've quoted somebody who says his constant experience at Amazon was seeing people cry at their desks, that people email you after midnight and then text you and ask you why you haven't gotten back to them. So it describes something a little harsher.
Well, and this whole idea of culling the workforce each year and that people can gang up on other employees to get other people fired instead of themselves.
So there's apparently a feedback page where you can send to someone's manager feedback. And the example used in the story was, I didn't like what so-and-so did. The rebuttal to that was posted in LinkedIn by the engineer is that right above that example is an example of a positive piece of feedback, and it's constant feedback. There's a line in the story that stood out for me, and that is, I don't know why this wasn't right at the top, but it's that Amazon is in the vanguard of where technology wants to take the modern office, more nimble and productive, but harsher and less forgiving. And to me, that's the crux of this thing. There's no allegation that these people don't get paid well for what they do, but it is this new paradigm that you're not familiar with out of Silicon Valley. In Silicon Valley, we associate it with great places to work, endless food, ride your skateboard around the office, take time off to just think. And they're saying Amazon doesn't do it the way Google does or the way Facebook does.
And yet, Amazon does very well. It's become the world's largest online retailer. It's in competition with the world's largest retailer, Walmart. Mm-hmm. It seems to be working for Amazon.
It's got higher market value than some of these companies. It's inventing endlessly. And part of this is the allegation that the culture there, call it an allegation or a compliment, the culture there is built from people who are super high achievers who put succeeding at work above everything else. But I will tell you, Jeremy, I was having this discussion with my editorial team this morning, and someone said to me, this is what has been going on in blue-collar America pretty much since the Industrial Revolution. Hmm. How come we're all so mad about it? Because white-collar workers are finally being squeezed.
Ali Velshi, let me just back up away from Amazon here for a second and ask you, what do you think is the line that companies should be drawing between pushing employees to do things and pushing them over the edge?
Jeremy, we're in a world where we're talking about equality and inequality in the workplace. And I think it's important that the most successful companies consider three constituents. The one constituent, which has always been considered, is the shareholders. The second constituent is the consumer, the customer, because if you don't keep them happy, you don't sell product. And there's no question that at Amazon, the shareholders are very, very well taken care of, and the customer is very, very well taken care of. They do everything to make the experience better for the customer. The question is, do the workers, does that third constituency get treated as well? Do they benefit along with the greater productivity of the company? Amazon's argument, and a lot of corporate America's argument, is that people get paid well. We don't have to hug them. We don't have to give them food. But it's important to consider that there are three constituencies for successful companies. And historically, companies often just take care of two of them, their shareholders and their customers. And they sometimes forget that third constituency. And in a world where we're at, you know, almost 5% unemployment in America and going lower, companies who don't treat their employees properly will have a harder time recruiting. And that is, by the way, some of the argument that Jeff Bezos makes. We're endlessly recruiting. We can't be the company that treats people badly because we need the best of the best.
Although you could say with the decline in labor unions, that constituency, those workers, have less power than they have at any time in the last many decades.
And they certainly don't have the strength of a group. The decline in collective bargaining is a very, very important concept in this idea. You can bargain as an individual because your productivity is good, but can you bargain as a group?
Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America, talking with us about this amazing story about Amazon. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.